Good morning.
大家早。
What are you going to do this afternoon?
你们今天下午打算做什么呢？
Are you going to come to this New Testament class that we've been having?
你们会不会来参加这几天我们已经开始的新约中的福音课程？
Or maybe if you don't come to the class, maybe you're going to go home and take a nap.
或许你不参加上课，你回家睡个午觉。
Maybe after you take a nap, maybe you go out for a walk. Maybe the young people, maybe you play some ball or something.
或许你睡了午觉以后，你出去打打球或出去散步。
Tomorrow morning, what are you going to do? You get up and have breakfast. You're going to go to work, go to school.
明天早上你吃了早餐以后，是不是就上学去工作呢？
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to get on the airplane and go back to Minnesota, I think.
我想明天早晨我起来以后，我可能可以坐飞机回到 Minnesota。
But you know, I'm not absolutely sure.
可是我并不是百分之百的确定。
That's right. I'm not 100%. That's right. I can't say 100% sure what will happen tomorrow.
我并没有百分之百的把握明天早晨会发生什么事。
You know, there's nothing in my life that I can tell you.Absolutely 100% sure is going to happen or is not going to happen today, tomorrow, next year.
在我的生命里面，我没有一件事情，就是我并不能百分之百的告诉你明天或者以后哪一件事情会发生。
There's only one thing that I can tell you with 100% certainty that I know is going to happen, and that is someday I'm going to die.
只有一件事我百分之百的我可以告诉你而且很确定的告诉你就是有一天我一定会死
And you know, I think that's true for you too, isn't it?
我认为对你这一件事情应该是很真实的不是吗
That's the one thing you can say with 100% certainty that you know it's going to happen someday you're going to die I'm sorry, but that's true
很抱歉我想你可以很肯定的说，有一天你一定会死。
So there are people who say, you know, that is the one thing in life that I have to know how to do.
因此就有人这样说，有一件事就是我今天活着的时候，我应该要知道怎么做。
I must, you know, there's many other things that.When the time comes, if I don't know how to do it, I can figure out some other way to do it. You know, there's always plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E for lots of things in life, right?
虽然在我们生命里面有很多事情临到的时候，我们可以到那个时候才决定要采取哪一个计划。
You know, but when the day comes that I have to die, there is no plan B.
可是当死亡临到的时候，那只有这一条路，没有别的选择。
I have to do it, right?
我必定要面临它。
You know, so there was a Greek philosopher named Socrates. Have you ever heard of Socrates? You guys, you know Socrates, okay?
有一个希腊的哲学家。
You know, Socrates said the job of philosophers is we have to teach people how to die.
他说到哲学家他主要的教导人就是让人知道怎么死。
Now, if that sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? If you were a student of Socrates, maybe you would say, hey, Socrates, aren't you supposed to teach us how to live? Isn't that more important than teaching us how to die?
你如果是那个哲学家的学生，你难道不会这样子觉得奇怪吗？你会说我们应该教导人怎么活，而不是教导人怎么去死吗
？You know, Confucius kind of had that idea, didn't he? He said, and I'm not sure how to say this in English. He said, 未知生焉知死啊 ，Isn't that right?
孔子他曾经说过，if you don't know how to living, then you don't know how to die.
Good, you know. Yeah, if you don't know what to think about life, how are you going to know how to think about death? That's what Confucius said. But you know, Socrates would say, no, that's wrong. If I teach you all about everything there is that you need to know about how to live, and I teach you all that, but when the day comes that you have to die, you don't know how to do that, then everything I taught you about how to live is just useless. It's just wasted.
所以这位哲学家说，不不不，如果我不教导让你清楚知道你死的时候要怎么做，那么我今天所教你怎么活的都不对的，
都没有用。You know, and there's many modern philosophers who say the same thing. There's a French philosopher named Sartre, an existential philosopher named Sartre. Have you ever heard of Sartre, you guys, when you're in college? Yeah, you know. Okay, Jean-Paul Sartre. He said basically the same thing. He said, you know, life is absurd. There's no, life is totally meaningless.
有一位法国的哲学家说相似的事情，他说生活是完全没有意义的。
And the ultimate absurdity of life is death.
这完全没有意义的最终点就是死亡。
And he said, and so I'm trying to start to think in Chinese. Okay, he said, even if you, life is totally absurd, meaningless, and even if you really work hard all your life to try to create a little bit of meaning in your life, no matter what you do, when the day comes you have to die, everything you created, all the meaning you created in life is just totally useless. It goes back to nothing.
他说如果你不知道死的话，那么你今天所有的努力到你死的那一天通通没有用。
When you come to death, it negates all the meaning that you tried to figure out in life.
所以当你死的那个时候，你所有所做的这一生所有努力都没有意义。
You know, so Sartre said you might as well just face that fact, just kind of bravely face the fact that life is absurd and meaningless, and if you don't know how to face that, then you don't know how to live.
所以你如果不知道怎么面对死亡的话，那么你就不知道怎么活。
You know, and I discovered very early in my life that I had not learned the art of dying.
我现在回想，在我年轻的时候，我也没有学习知道怎么样去什么是死。
I didn't. Yeah, that's right. That's right. When I was 12 years old, you know, there was a place near where we lived that we kids used to love to go swimming.
我记得小时候在我们孩子们都喜欢去游泳。
It was not a swimming pool. You big city people, you swim in swimming pools. But I lived in a little town in a very rural area, and this was not a pool. We called it a swimming hole.
我们小时候住在乡下的地方，所以不是在游泳池里面游泳，我们是在一个洞的有水的地方游。
It was like a small lake, but it really was not a lake. But anyhow, we loved to go there and swim. When I remember my brother and I, when we were young, you know, our favorite movie star was a guy named Tarzan. Have you ever heard of Tarzan? Do you know Tarzan? Oh,
我知道。我跟我哥哥小时候，我们最喜欢的、记得的电影明星就是那个泰山。
It's the Chinese word for it. Okay, Tarzan. He was our American idol. Oh boy, he was an orphan who grew up in Africa, and he was brought up by the monkeys and the apes, and he would swing on the vines. And he could swim. He was a big, muscular guy. He could swim like crazy.
这个泰山，他是一个小孤儿，他从小在非洲的森林里面被这些孩子养大。那么他天天在这个树林里面荡这个树藤。
Yeah, and you know, and he could swim underwater for long, long, long distances underwater.
他可以在水底下很长久的游在水底下不出来。
And so we would practice swimming underwater as long as we could. And Tarzan, he would go underwater, and then he'd find a kind of a hole, and he'd swim in the hole, and it would be a long tunnel underwater, and then he'd come up in a cave and get a big breath, and then he'd come out, and then he'd dive into the hole again, and he'd come do that long tunnel underwater, and then he'd come back up in the river, and we were going to be like Tarzan.
所以我们小时候就想学泰山一样，怎么潜水到那个水里面，然后在里面游很长，然后出来再下去。
And when I was 12 years old, this swimming place we went to swim, there was a diving board there. The diving board was not on the shore. The diving board was sitting in the water, about 5 feet of water, on a platform that was underwater.
我们小时候去游的时候，我们就站在那个水里面。
A diving board.
潜水台，跳水的。
跳板。I think it's something like that. So the diving board was on a platform, a wooden platform that's underwater. Then there was a ladder.That went up, and then there was a diving board, and you could dive from high. Oh, just like Tarzan, you could dive high down into the water. Yeah.
Oh, so this 个跳水的台子，它的底座是在水底下，然后有楼梯上升高，可以从上面跳下去。
Yeah, and you know, this platform underwater was like a big wooden box. There were four sides, and on each side there was a hole in the side, and then the inside was just empty.Kind of like a room. It was all underwater.
Okay, 这个跳水的那个平台，它埋在水里面的，它是一个很大的，可是它里面是空的。
And you know, I was 12 years old. I saw this hole in one side, and I thought, I'm going to be like Tarzan. I'm going to swim in this hole under the water, under the board. I'm going to go in this side, and then I'm going to swim out the hole on the other side.
所以我小时候我就想，我要跟泰山一样。潜水下去，从这个洞这边的洞进去，从那个洞出来。
And you know, I was kind of thin. I was a skinny kid when I was 12 years old, and I went in this hole on this side, but I didn't know there was a secret. I didn't know the hole on the other side was smaller than the hole on this side.
可是我从这个洞进去的时候，我并不知道另外一边的洞要出来的洞是比较小的。
So I dived off the board, I came underwater into the hole on this side, I got into this little room, and then I was going to come out the hole on the other side. I got halfway out the hole, and I was stuck.
当我从这个洞游到那边要出来的时候，这一半我的身体卡在那个小洞的里面。
Totally underwater.
那完全是在水底下。
And I could not...push myself back out because you're on water, you can't push water, you know, it doesn't do any good. I couldn't push myself back out. I couldn't push myself on through. I was stuck. I was stuck and I couldn't move.
在水里面那个水我根本没有办法向前或向后，我整个人就卡在那里。
And I remember, nobody knew I was there. I was underwater and I, you know, I held my breath and there came a point...And I knew that I was going to die.
我在水里面没办法呼吸，到了一个地步，我想我要死了。
I remember thinking, I'm only 12 years old.
我还记得我在想，我只有12岁。
This is not right. And I had plans for many things. I thought I would.Do some things in life. How can it be just 12 years old and it's the end?
所以我那个时候在想啊，难道我就这样死吗？我还有好多的计划要做的。
I remember actually the experience of starting to die. When you know when you hold your breath for a certain amount of time, you cannot hold it any longer. What happens?
当我那个呼吸到闭住呼吸到一个长时间到一个地步的时候，我没有办法再撑下去。
You know what happens? Your body goes through the motions. You have a muscular involuntary action of like you're breathing. You can't stop yourself. You start to your muscles go through the motions of starting to breathe. But what comes in is not air, but it's water, and it comes into your lungs. I remember when that happened.And I could not control it. I went through the motion, the actions of as if it was breathing, but it was water that came into my lungs, and I thought, this is the end.
所以到那个时候的时候，我的身体自然的反应就是开始呼吸，结果我吸进来的都是水，我没有办法。
And then a friend of mine who happened to be walking by the platform, looked down and he saw me there underwater. And he called the lifeguards. The lifeguards came from the hole, the first hole. They grabbed my feet. They just ripped me out of there. It just tore the skin on my chest and my back. They put me up on the beach. They started artificial respiration. And I lived.
那个时候有一个朋友正好从上面走过，他看到我在里面，所以他叫了救生员，就把我从水里拉出来，扯破了我身上的皮肤，可是终于把我摆在沙滩上面，救活了我。
You know, and then I was 12 years old. 12 years later, when I was 24, I was in the Navy. I was a reserve officer in the U.S. Navy. I lived in Taiwan.And there was a beach that we loved to go and swim. We, young Navy officers, we would go and swim on Danshui. You know, where that, there was a beach, we would go to swim.
后来十二年以后，我二十四岁的时候，我是美国的军人，我送到台湾，我在一个地方淡水那里服役。
And we went swimming there. And you know, and I was swimming out there and.I didn't realize that I was swimming in the ocean, and I didn't realize that under the surface of the water there was an undertow, there was a current that was moving out towards the ocean.
那一天我在那个海边游泳的时候，我没有注意到那个水底下有一股流，它把人要推到外面去。
And I was just swimming happily, you know, and the way I swim, my body is, you know, my body doesn't float.I can't float. So when I swim, my head and shoulders are above water, but my legs and feet are kind of down below the water. So I was swimming on top of the water, but the undertow was pulling my legs and feet out to the ocean. I didn't know it.
所以当我在游泳的时候，我的上半身在水外面，下身在水里面。那个时候，那个水流已经把我推出去了。
And I swam for a while, and I realized I'm out here at,The water is so deep, I cannot stand on the bottom.
当我明白的时候，当我知道的时候，那个水已经太深了，我根本站不住脚。
And so I thought, I better get back in to the shore. And I started swimming to the shore. But the, you know, the way I swim, I was swimming, the top of my body was swimming to the shore, but the bottom of my body was being pulled out by the undertow. And I swam and swam and swam and swam. But I just kept going farther and farther out. And I couldn't get in.
所以那个时候，虽然我的上半身想要游回岸，可是我的下半身却被一直推出去，所以我没有办法回去。
And I thought, I'm gonna die.
I'm gonna drown. 我要死了。
I'm gonna drown out here, and I got so tired I couldn't swim any longer. And when you can't swim, if your body's like mine, if you can't swim, you sink.
所以当我不能游的时候，我就开始沉下去。
And I remembered then somebody told me that if you're so tired you can't swim, you can turn over and do the backstroke, and that's easier, and you can stay up for a little while longer. So I flipped over and on my back and I did the backstroke, and I was still trying to swim, but I knew I was never going to get back to shore. I was just a matter of time, just making the prolong the time a little longer, and I would drown. I was doing the backstroke.
所以我想起来，有人说，当你游不动的时候，你就反过来躺着，可以延长你的时间。所以我想，我大概就是要死了。
But you know what I didn't know was when you turn over and do the backstroke, your feet come up on the surface of the water. So the undertow could not pull me out because I was on top of the water and I did the backstroke. And it took about half an hour, 45 minutes later.I was doing the backstroke, waiting to die, and I looked down, and there was the bottom of the. I could see the sand. I could stand up, and I thought, I was way about a mile or two away from where I'd gone into the water, but I was alive.
过了不久，我就发现我已经被飘到岸上。I forgot.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. But you know, by the time I was 24 years old, that's about 50 years ago. By the time I was 24 years old, I realized I did not know how to die. I had no answer to the problem of death.
所以在差不多在我24岁的时候，50年以前，那个时候我对于死亡我并没有答案。
You know, and there are many.Philosophers and social scientists now, people in the field of education who will say to us, the answer to the problem of death is you just have to realize it's just a very natural thing, it's just a part of life, it's a part of human existence, and it's just very natural, like eating and sleeping.
所以很多的哲学家、社会学家，他告诉我们说，死亡那就是一个很自然的一个过程，就像你吃饭、睡觉一样。
You know, just part of our existence. All everything in the natural world is going to die. There are no exceptions, and so there's no, you can't run away from it. That's just a fact of life.
那个死亡就是生命中一个事实，就是你根本没有办法逃避它，它迟早要发生。
So when the time comes, you just accept it. That's just part of life. And if you think about it that way, then there's nothing to be afraid of.
所以他们告诉我们说，死亡就是一个迟早一定会发生的事情，所以你没有什么好怕的。
There are some educators now who have promoted what they call death education.In elementary school, did you know? Have you, when you were in elementary school, did you have a class in death education? No, they have death education in the elementary schools now.
现在在小学的教育里面有会上一门课叫教关于教导关于死亡的事。
And the teachers have to say, well, death is just part. That's natural. That's part of life. You know, all the plants and the flowers and the trees and the animals. Everything dies. People die. Your mommy and your daddy. You're gonna die. You're gonna die. So just accept it. Death is our friend.
所以在教课堂里面，老师就教导说，所有的事情都会死，花草，包括你的父母。所以我们他就是我们的朋友，我们要接受他。
You know, but when I faced death those two times in my early life, I realized that kind of thinking was not any help to me at all.
所以在我这两次年轻的时候面临死亡的这个经验里面，他提醒我。
You know, either death is not my friend. I don't want to make friends with death.
我心里面想说，这个死亡并不真是我的朋友，我不想要跟死做朋友。
It's not a natural thing. Now, okay, what does the Bible say about death? Well, you know what the Bible says about death?
那到底圣经上怎么样来说死亡呢？
Look, I want you to look at a couple places.
我们来看几处地方。
In the book of Romans, chapter 5.
看罗马书第五章。
Chapter 5, verse 12.
十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 12 of Romans, it says, Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, death through sin, and in this way, deathcame to all men because all sin.
罗马书第五章十二节，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Okay, death came into the world because of sin. Now, if you skip over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
死进到了世界是因为从罪来的。我们现在接下来看哥林多前书第十五章。
At 1 Corinthians chapter 15, starting with verse 20,
我们看哥林多前书十五章的二十节。
And reading to 26, it says, But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep.For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own turn. Christ the firstfruits, then when he comes, those who belong to him, then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet.The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
二十节到二十六节，但基督已经从死里复活，成了睡了之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，使人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。但个人是按着自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他脚下， 尽没了所毁灭的仇敌，就是死。
And then if you skip over to verse 54 and read through verse 57, it says, when the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortal, I'm on verse 54, if you got it, the perishable has been clothed with imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看十五章的第五十四节到五十七节，这必朽坏的，即变成不朽坏的；这必死的，即变成不死的。那是经上所记，死被得胜吞灭的话，就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
The Bible says death is not our friend. It says death is the enemy.
在圣经里面，他没有说死亡是我们的朋友，他说死亡是我们的仇敌。
It says death was not originally in God's plan for the human race.
事实上，圣经告诉我们，死亡并不是在神原先的计划里头。
You know, when God created, last year when we had classes in Old Testament, remember the Old Testament, and we worked in Genesis for a long time, remember that? Some of you remember that? When God created the world, His plan did not include death.
还记得我们去年在讲旧约中的福音的时候，我们花了很多时间讲创世纪。那时候我们说到，在神原先的计划里面，并没有包括死亡。
I don't know how he planned to deal with problems of overpopulation in the long run. That was, I don't know what he had in mind, but he had a different plan in mind.
我虽然不知道神如果没有死亡的话，他怎么来处理这个人口过剩的问题，但那个是他的计划。
But you know, death came because of sin.And death is not a good thing. And so, no wonder that when we face death, it's really hard to do what the philosophers tell us we're supposed to do and just say, ah, this is not a natural thing, it's our friend. It's hard to do it.
死亡是从罪来的，所以这就怪不得我们每一个人面对死亡的话，我们就很难像那些哲学家说的，说那是很自然的事，你可以面对它。
I've discovered some of the philosophers don't do a very good job of that themselves.
我也发现有许多这样教导的哲学家，他们面对死亡的时候也不是那么简单。
You know, Bertrand Russell. You know, have you heard of Bertrand Russell? Yeah, he's the granddaddy of British philosophical atheism, you know.
我们认识，你们认识那个罗素吗？他是那个英国你们最讲到这个无神论的哲学家之父。
When I first went to Taiwan, boy, it was either Bertrand Russell or it was Nietzsche, you know. 台大的哲学系，Taiwan University Philosophy Department. If it wasn't Chen Guing, it was 那个。What is his name? In Haiquan, you know. One was Nietzsche and one was Russell. Anyhow, that's not, you don't have to translate that. Okay. But anyhow, Russell was an atheist. And he said the only way to be happy in life is to be an atheist. And the only smart people in the world are atheists. Christians are all stupid.
So, 罗素他这样讲，他说这个基督徒都是笨蛋。
And the Christians don't have any brains. And if you have any brains, you're an atheist. And that's the only way you can really be happy.
他说你如果有脑袋，而且你又是无神的人，你就可以很快乐。
But you know, it's interesting. Russell, when he came to the end of his life, he was a very unhappy man.
可是很稀奇的是，当罗素他到了最后要结束的时候，他是一个非常不快乐的人。
You know, he became very grumpy and very depressed, and he kind of started thinking his life was just sort of meaningless and useless, and then he started getting angry at the whole world. He said, "Everybody in the world is against me, and nobody understands me, and nobody appreciates me." Nobody appreciates me, and he just was complaining, and that's the way he died.
所以罗素他到最后他死前的时候他是受很深的忧郁而且很多的抱怨他觉得全世界没有人能够感激他
everybody 对不起他 you know and he thought that's why he died he was full of depression anger self pity complaining life is unfair that's the way he died well you know if I don't mean to judge Russell
那这就是罗素他死前的光景他非常的自怜抱怨苦读可是我并没有意思要来批评他
You know, if I didn't know Jesus I wouldn't be any better off than Bertrand Russell I don't think
我认为如果我不认识耶稣基督的话我可能跟他没有什么两样
Yeah, you know, I'm no better than Bertrand Russell The only difference between me and him is that I have Jesus
我跟他并没有什么不同唯一最大的不同就是我有耶稣基督
Okay, now I want you to look at one more passage and that's in the book of Hebrews chapter 2
我请大家看再看一个经文是在希伯来书第二章
And this is very interesting In Hebrews chapter 2 verses 14 and 15
第二章14、15节希伯来书
It says this Hebrews 2 14 and 15Since the children, that's you and me, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and set free all those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death.
儿女既同有血肉之体他也照样亲自成了血肉之体特要借着死败坏那掌死权的就是魔鬼并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人
And if you look back to verse 9 of chapter 2 it's very interesting it says how he did that
你如果回到第九节来看的时候你会很稀奇他怎么样的
It says, but we see Jesus who was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death so that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone.
第九节，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。叫他因为神的恩为人人尝了死味。
So that he might taste death on behalf of everyone or in place of everyone
所以这里说到他为人人尝了死味或者说他站在人的地位上代替人尝了死味
so you know it's interesting the Bible says death is an enemy
所以圣经上说到死亡是我们的仇敌
but it also says death is a defeated enemy
所以可是他又说这个死亡是一个被打败了的仇敌
through death Jesus defeated death
经过耶稣基督的死能够把仇敌打败了
And he set free all of us who all our lives had to live in fear of death
所以他就释放了我们这些一生贪生怕死的人
Because he tasted death in place of everyone
因为基督在我们的地位上他尝了死味
So you and I don't have to taste that bitter taste of death.
所以你跟我已经不需要再尝这个死的苦味。
Now I know that there is still a part of that taste of death that I'm going to have to taste someday. I'm going to have to taste that someday, a part of it.
我也清楚地知道有一天我仍然要尝到死的味道的某一部分。
But you know the worst part of it, the worst part of it, the most bitter part of the taste of death that empty, hopeless, depression, that aspect of death, I don't have to taste that.
可是我清楚知道死亡的里面的最苦的那一部分那个我不需要再尝了。
Because that is what Paul, the Bible calls, that's the sting of death.
那个部分就是圣经上讲的那个死的毒钩。
And the sting of death is sin.
死的毒钩就是罪。
And when I face death, I don't have to taste that sting of death.
当我在面对死亡的时候，我不需要再去尝那个死的毒钩，就是罪的毒钩。
Because Jesus already did it for me.
因为耶稣基督已经为我做了。
When Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
当耶稣基督在十字架上说，我的神，你为什么离弃我？
when he said that, because he said that, nobody in the whole world ever has to say that.
也因为他已经说了这句话，所以我们全世界的人，我们不需要再说同样的。
Nobody has to have that experience.
我们也不需要再承受那样的经验。
When death comes knocking at your door.
当死亡来到你的门前的时候。
So now I know that death is a door.
所以我知道死亡是一个门。
And there's going to come a day when I will go through that door.
而且有一天我必须要经过那一扇门。
But you know, I'm not going to be going out through that door. I'm going to be going in through that door.
我会要走进那个门，我并不是走出去。
Yeah, exactly. And because when I go through that door, then the Lord, the one who loves me, is going to be waiting there for me and meet me face to face. And he's going to say, Wendell, come on in. Come on in. You belong to my family.
有一天当我进入那个门的时候，我会知道我跟神要面对面，而且他会跟我说Wendell, 你进来，你跟我，你属于我的家。
And then, you know, it doesn't matter what my record was on earth. It doesn't matter how much sin, failure, what my faults and my deficiencies, or how many or how great they were. None of that will be remembered.
而我在我活着的时候，我不管有多少的罪，有多大的不对，那些事情都不再被纪念。
You know, and he will just welcome me with love and open arms.
那一天他会张开双手来迎接我。
You know, when you look at death from that perspective, you can say the problem of death is already solved for me.
所以我们如果从这个角度来看死亡的话，我们很清楚的知道那个死的。有些刑罚已经被解决了。
You know, the problem is solved.
这些问题，死亡的最大的问题已经解决了。
That, you know, and the Bible says the same thing. In John chapter 5, verse 24, this is what Jesus says.
在约翰福音第五章第二十四节，耶稣这样说的。
He says, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has...eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life.
五章二十四节，我实实在在的告诉你们，那听我话又信差我来者的，就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
I love the Chinese version of that better than the English. I just think it's so beautiful. Those four words, 出死入生. And also in Colossians, Paul says the same thing. He says, Colossians chapter 3, it says, you've already died, and now your life is hidden with Christ in God.
所以在哥罗西书里面也同样讲了，说我们已经死了，可是我们却藏在基督的里面。
And so you know what that means? That means that I can live every day.Every day, every minute, right up to the very last minute, the last breath I draw on earth, I can live with a life that is just full and abundant and rich and full of meaning right up to the very last minute.
那也就是说我们今天可以在完全可以享受我们这个活的意义一直到我们断气的时候。
And you know, I can just continue to enjoy the love of God. And I can start to love Jesus and grow, keep growing in the love of Jesus and learning how to experience that even more.
我可以一直在认识耶稣，在学习，在享受耶稣的这个过程中来。
And you know, I can start to learn more and more how to be more like Jesus in everything, from the smallest things to the biggest things in my life, learning how to become more like Jesus.
所以我可以在我的生活里面一点一点的越来越来的认识耶稣。
Because I know that when death comes, it will not negate all of these things in my life and make them just become nothing.
因为我知道我这些认识耶稣的部分并不会因为死亡来的时候通通被忘记。
It will not make my life, when death comes, it doesn't put a big X across my life and say my life was all wasted and useless and meaningless.
因为我知道 当死亡来的时候，我的生命不会说是一个大叉叉，说我过去的所有的都是无意义的。
You know, because I know that death is not the last page in the story of my life.
因为我知道死亡并不是那个生命中的最后的一页。
So actually, I think Confucius was not quite right, was he?
所以我想孔子可能也不是完全的对。
You know, he said, if you don't know what to think about life, how can you know what to think about death?
因为孔子他说的那句话，未知生焉知死。
It should really be, if you don't know what to think about death, then you don't know how to think about life.
那句话实在应该是反过来说，如果你未知死，你焉知生。
Isn't that right? Yeah. I have a friend. Her name was Esther. Esther Beck. Where is Esther? Her name was Esther. When she was 65 years old, she was a real 知识分子. How do you say that? She was a college professor and a dean, and her sister was a missionary in Taiwan.
我认识一位姊妹，老姊妹，她是个知识分子，她的姐姐也是大学的系主任。
No, that's right. But her sister was a missionary among the country people in Jia Yi Xian, Xikou Xiang.
她是系主任，她的姐姐是个宣教士。
But you know, when she was 65, she retired.And her sister said, why don't you come over to Taiwan and help us? She said, Pastor Friest can get you a job teaching at Taiwan University and get you can teach classes there, English, you know. And so she came over. And I did that. I got her fixed up at Taiwan University.
所以她的姐姐就要她来到台湾来说，父母是可以帮你在台湾大学找到一个教书的工作，所以她就来了。
And she couldn't speak Chinese, but she spoke English, and she taught. She got to know her students. She led some of them to know Jesus.
所以她来了，她虽然不懂中文，她教英文，可是她也带领了一些学生认识耶稣。
And you know, at the end of the first year, she was 66. At the end of the first year.She said, Wendell, should I come back for another year?
当他教完了第一年的时候，他已经66岁了。他问我说，我是不是应该再教下去？
You know, and I said, sure, you're in good health, you enjoy it, you're likely to come back for another year.
所以我跟他说是你继续来教。
Can you guess how many times she asked me that question?
你们想猜猜看，他同样的问题问了我多少次？
18 times.
问了我18次。
Yeah, until she was 83.
一直到83岁。
Yeah, and you know, when she was 80,
当她80的时候，
she went to the Grand Hotel. Somebody invited her to dinner in the Grand Hotel. They had just waxed the marble floor.
她去了一个大旅馆，结果那个旅馆的大理石地上，人家刚刚打过蜡。
And she slipped and fell, and she broke her hip.
所以她摔断了骨头。
You know, and she was in the hospital. It's Christmas time. She was in the hospital. I went to visit her in the hospital. I took our little bread and wine. We had a communion because it was Christmas time. So I took communion to her in the hospital. She said, you know, Wendell, this is the most meaningful Christmas I've ever had.
所以在圣诞节的时候，我带了饼跟杯去跟他在那里来一起纪念主。他告诉我说，这是我这一生最有意义的一个圣诞节。
And I thought, man, boy, she's lying in this hospital. You know, she can't all of the Christmas festivities. She can't do any of those. She said, you know, because I'm usually so busy. I'm always, you know, now I just have to lie on the bed. I can't do a lot. I can just really spend more time.Talking to the Lord and reading the Bible, and it's the best Christmas I ever had. I thought, oh boy.
他说，虽然这个圣诞节有许多的活动，那么多的活动不能参加，可是我现在躺在床上，可是我可以跟神有交通。
And she said, you know, I feel like I've come to know some new things about Jesus. That I've come to know Jesus better than I ever did before.
他竟然说，因为这样子的安静在床前的时候，我可以对着 认识耶稣更多是我从前以前所不知道的。
I've some new discoveries. Yeah.
我有些对耶稣有新的发现。
And you know, I went home and I said to my wife, "Boy, I hope when I'm 80 years old, I hope I can say I've got some new discoveries about Jesus now that I know Jesus better than I did. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it?"
Yeah. 我就在想，我回家的时候跟我太太说，我希望我到我八十几岁的时候，我也能够还能够说我对耶稣有新的发现。
You know, then she stayed for 3 more years. Then she retired. She went back to Minnesota. I remember the next summer, our family was in Minnesota. We went to visit her. We went to where she was living. We talked. We had some coffee and cookies and talked. Had a little prayer together. Then we went out to the car. We thought we had said goodbye.But we got out to the car and we discovered there she was behind us. She wanted to come out and say goodbye again. I think she kind of had a feeling maybe this would be the last time. So she had to come out and say goodbye again.
后来三年以后我们回到了明尼苏达，我们去看望她。离开的时候我在想说看不到她，结果没想到她跟着出来，因为她或许她知道她在没机会看我们。
You know, and then we went back to Taiwan, and at Christmas time, you know, and then I heard she had a heart attack. She had a heart attack, but she lived through it. And at Christmas time, we got this Christmas card. I think she was about 85.
So, 后来我回台湾的时候，我听说她得了有心脏病，可是她过了那一关，我们圣诞节收到她的卡片。
And she wrote this Christmas card.And you could hardly read the writing. It was just kind of scratchy, you know, spidery writing. But she said, this has been the best Christmas I ever had.
我几乎不能读出她的那个圣诞卡上写的那些字，可是她说这是我最好的一个圣诞节。
You know, she had just almost died from the heart attack. And she said, this was wonderful. She said, I came to know the Lord Jesus. I learned some new things. I had some new discoveries about Jesus, you know, and about myself. She said, I discovered I'm not afraid to die.
她在信上面说我越来越，我发现了耶稣有新的发现，我也认识了许多方面我的自己。
You know, here she is, 85 years old.
她已经85岁。
This is wonderful. I've made some new discoveries about the Lord.
这实在是非常的，真的是很让人惊奇。她竟然还能够对耶稣有新的认识。
In February, it was her birthday in February, and her younger sister.They were going out for breakfast that morning to celebrate her birthday, but her younger sister came over to get her in the morning and discovered she had died in her sleep that night. She was just in bed, you know.
所以在二月份的时候，她的妹妹要来带她去吃饭庆祝她生日的时候，发现她已经死了。
But you know what I thought was how different this old woman is from Bertrand Russell in his old age.
这个女人，这个姊妹跟那个罗素一样的，也是在年老的时候这样子。
But I thought how different the two are.
到底，可是他们两个却有这么大的不同。
You know, this woman, her life was full of meaning. It was just full and abundant and meaningful and beautiful right up to the very last day.
而这个老姊妹，她的生命里面充满了意义，一直到她最后一刻。
Because she knew that death was not the last page in her story.
因为她知道死亡并不是她生命中最后的一页。
So you know, I've been a pastor for 40 some years, 43 years.
我已经做牧师传道43年了。
And you know, I've seen a lot of people die. That's what pastors do.
你知道我们做牧师的常常看到许多的人死。
I've seen old people, and so what I'm saying is not just for old people. What I'm telling you is for young people also. I've seen old people die. I've seen middle-aged people die. I've seen young people die.
所以我要告诉你的时候，我不只见到老年人死，我看到中年人，我也看到年轻人也死。
And I've seen people, you know, no matter how old they were, I've seen whose life was beautiful and full of meaning right up to the last minute.
我确实是看到有些人他们的生活是充满了美丽，一直到最后一口气。
You know, I remember a young man, 29 years old.
我记得有一位29岁的年轻人。
You know, and he had cancer.
他有了癌症。
And we kind of walked with him through that last period. I remember the last night of his life. I went to the hospital. I was there with his family and some friends. It was about midnight.
我记得最后一夜，我们到医院的时候跟他的家人。
and he was, it was midnight, he was very weak, he was, had a very hard time breathing. He said to the, his brother and the wife and some other friends and me, he said, go home, it's too late. It's really, you should go home and go to bed.
我记得那一天晚上那么晚的时候, 他在医院里告诉我们说, 你们回家去吧, 已经太晚了。
太 late. And then he said, and then the nurse came to take his blood pressure. And he said, oh, he said, you have to do the midnight to 8 o'clock shift. You must be really tired, aren't you?
所以当那个护士来检查他的时候, 护士说, 你一定很累了。
And she just kind of shook her head and she said, 不会, you know. And, but as she turned around, I could see the tears coming down her face, you know.
当那个护士回答说, 不会, 可是当她回头的时候,
to the very end, he was not thinking about himself. He was just thinking about other people, you know, family, friends, the nurse. He was just thinking about other people.
在他生命的最后一刻的时候,他想到的还是别人。
You know, he died in the middle of that night, and that was the end.
那一天晚上他就过去了，那就是他的生命。
But you know, he was happy right to the end. Okay, because he knew Jesus, and he knew that the last enemy, death, had already been destroyed for him. There's one sentence in the first chapter of Philippians. You don't have to look. You probably can say it from memory. I think you can say it from memory. I'll give you a little test here. In the first chapter of Philippians, he says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Do you know that one?
在腓立比书第一章里面有一句话说：“我活着是基督，我死了就有益处。”
Yeah, right. You know that. To me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So, you know Jesus, you can live, and you can die.
所以就像有了基督，我们可以活，我们也可以死。
You know, there's a little poem, and this is, I'm going to end with this, a little poem that I just love. It says, just one life, 'twill soon be past.
有一首诗歌是这样说的,
I'm going to translate that myself, okay?
Okay, sure.
just one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Have you heard that? You know that? Just one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. I have my translation of this. Tell me what you think of it. 只有一生很快过去, 为主而活。 I think that's not a bad translation.
It's very good, excellent.
Okay, that's the good news that God wants to give you this morning. That's the good news for you. Now, believe it, that's true. If you know how to die, you know how to live. And you can live right up to the last minute, full of joy and delight and contentment and happiness, and it'll be great to the very end.
所以如果我们不知道死，我们真的是不知道怎么活。我们知道死以后，我们可以很快乐的活到我们的最后一分钟。Okay,
let's pray.
请我们一起低头祷告。Lord
Jesus, I thank you so much.
父神耶稣基督啊，我们感谢你。Because
you have overcome the last enemy.
因为你已经胜过了我们最后的仇敌。And
because you have overcome, we have overcome.
因为你胜过了他, 所以我们也得胜了。
We have come out of death and entered into life, and that's already a fact.
我们已经从那个死亡里面被拯救出来。
Yeah. And Lord, I just pray that you would let this message sink into the heart and mind of everybody who's here today.
我的祷告就是求主你让今天的这个信息能够进入每一个在座的人的心中。
It doesn't matter if they're old or middle-aged or young or whatever.
不论他们的年纪是老是年轻。
Lord, that we know how to die, so we know how to live.
主啊，我们知道怎么死，所以我们也知道怎么活。
And that every day is full of joy and delight and meaning because of that.
所以因此我们每天可以充满了新的意义和喜乐。
Thank you. In Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.